Dude, I was watching Prime's shows the other... What have I been watching? Okay, the Office. I've been watching The Office, right? And the ads in between episodes has been gay, specific gay and lesbian comedy shows. No straight people are allowed. Like, they really emphasize that it's only for gay people. Horrible jokes, mind you. And an LGBT whatever show specific for LGBT. Like, what am I getting blasted with during ads? This is all I see anywhere I look now.
Why are you getting ads on Prime?
You always get ads on Prime.
At the start, don't you, before you start a movie or something?
Sometimes in between episodes I do as well.
Is this a shared account at home?
We're using one account, yeah.
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 How many people? Three?
Two.
Is the missus possibly watching some of the heavier LGBT stuff and that's why you're getting ads?
Not at all. We've never watched anything like that. Or looked at it or...
Because I feel like, you know, we've got the one account but different profiles. And if someone goes in on my profile sometimes, I start getting...
Yeah, you get the related
It changes
content.
It. And
yeah.
It shakes it up. And they're like, why the hell am I getting a...
Because there's someone in your household's watching something
the
else.
The closest thing to that on any of the computer... Like, maybe a misclick on Pornhub.
A very, very wide misclick.
Wide misclick.
It's just didn't your show in Mexico.
Maybe the top half. Was, only the top half was seen. The bottom half came later.
It's a misclick.
I swear.
Dude, that's the point when he gets hacked, gets leaked. Yeah. It was a misclick.
I'm innocent.
Not even close to that stuff.
Andrew, clear out your desk. It was a misclick. It's weird, like the way, obviously, you look at each generation, it all changes, tolerance level changes, understanding changes, acceptance changes, blah, 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 right? This week, I was doing a bit of running around, and I remember seeing, I was on my couch watching TV first, and there was some ad for, what's the dating app?
Tinder. Grindr.
Grindr.
Why was Grindr your second one?
I mean, it sounds like
there's so many out there. You
because
went
it's
straight
gay.
To Grindr.
I'm not sure which one fits.
It was a misclick.
What is the other one? Fish in the Sea or something? Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish. It was for one of those. eHarmony, I think. E-Harmony, that's the one that always advertises. Yeah. And it's an ad for eHarmony. And it's two girls on a couch. And the washing's going.
Mm.
So then... One of them goes to the bedroom, lies down, and then the other one comes in with like a hamper full of clothes out of the dryer, and the girl on the bed gives her like a nod, so she dumps the warm clothes.
I know you said.
Yeah, right? I went, that's cute. And then like the tagline's find someone who gets you.
Yeah,
she throws the warm clothes over. Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, that's cute, whatever, right? I left. I was driving around. I went to the Chemist Warehouse or something, and there was an ad like outside Chemist Warehouse or next to the Woolies or whatever. And it was two dudes.
The one that I sent?
No, not that one.
Where he's holding the stomach?
Not that one. These were just two dudes sitting somewhere like on a bench or something like, and they're just like, one's got his arm around the other one. Yeah, they're just smiling or whatever. And I saw it. I didn't even think anything. I'm like, oh yeah, I can't remember what the ad was. But I remember saying to myself, these ads are now like, they're slowly getting into like just regular circulation, right? But they're very like, it's not like they're on the nose as in, like you just said, every ad, every 2 seconds, every TV show is now just purposely fixated around these things. If I see an ad of like that girl, like I actually thought that's a pretty cool ad. Like I get it. Like it's a nice
thing.
Have
you seen all the other eHarmony ads?
But that's what I'm saying.
They're the same.
Yeah.
They're all gay.
They're all gay.
Yeah.
If that one ad popped up, right?
You'd be like, all right.
I'd be like, oh yeah. Like, I don't even, like obviously like we're approaching 40, right? So we're obviously- Shut up, dickhead.
Jesus.
You're the oldest one here. You're the oldest man here.
Bullshit. I got my juice in here.
No. My point is that mentally, we're more, our understanding of social norms and shit like that is a lot more diverse and than say our parents and our grandparents, right? Yeah. No. Because I mean, we're not like walking down the thing and seeing blacks using the same water fountain. What are they doing there? Right? We're different, right? I'm not saying that.
You're top around here.
I'm not saying that we all share the same ethics and morals, but generally, like, we're not going to go out on like
a
race,
have a
right?
great acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, that eHarmony thing, right? If I saw that one ad and then it was countered by like a couple doing something, then it was two dudes, then it was another couple, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But if it's eight ads back to back to back to back, they're all same sex, Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
yeah.
You're only highlighting the point that they're that is different. Does that make sense?
I'm just glad they're doing it because it tells me that I need to stop giving people money. Like, these companies, I need to just stop giving them money and let those people give them money.
But that's the thing. They won't.
It's won't like what? The whole...
The companies won't give them money.
But the amount... No. I'm saying those specific people that they're highlighting in their ads now, they're the target audience, so let them give them money. Yeah. We'll just find other companies.
Okay. It's like the whole, like, the equality thing, right? With men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah? We're all for equality. Nothing wrong with equality of opportunity.
Yeah.
Equality of outcome is when it gets... When it's twisted.
Mm.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But most people, including women, are fine with that. They don't care.
You know, but it's that vocal minority on the media that pushes it. It's the
vocal minority on the nose that ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, but then companies listen to that vocal minority, and that's the worst part.
And the companies listen, why?
I don't know, John. Tell me.
It's three special letters.
Oh.
You love that.
It is. I did the deep dive even deeper.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And now it's fully clear now. And I understand why.
He's now woke.
I'm so woke. I'm unwoke.
I'm the unwoke. I don't sleep.
You just start floating.
I don't sleep.
You remember Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
And the tofu dude?
What deep dive have you done?
No, basically, you type in like ESG, all right? What is ESG? And like we did it last time, but like we didn't really cover it enough. Like, in the sense we didn't do a deep enough dive. Basically, ESGs is a type of, like, setup where you can get financing, okay? Investment financing. The companies that will invest in other companies that show these diverse qualities will receive money.
Funding.
The companies that do that are the three biggest companies in the world. They own, 80% of everything in the world. Iron Mountain, the other one, and something else. Basically, one of them's pulled out now, said they're not going to be doing it anymore. So a lot of people are happy about that. But basically, it's all about safe, small investments. So it's not about making big money. It's about making constant money. So if you constantly show that you meet that woke agenda, which is the diversity hires, the equal outcome, the... I don't know, what else is there?
Equality of outcome.
Multicultural.
No, multicultural is not an issue. It's the, like...
Well, but they'll cast someone of colour over someone white because they're colour.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, like, what else is there? What other things are always coming up?
I don't know. That's it.
Meeting hiring quotas, meeting,
yeah,
you know, like having ratios of certain amount of nationalities or sexual orientation or
instead of looking indigenous at a resume, stuff, figuring out like all that.
A resume. You know what?
It will guarantee safe,
I think,
small investments. So it's a constant stream.
That's the scariest part. Rather than asking, so where did you go to school? It's like, who do you have sex with after dark? How is that any of your business?
Yeah.
How does that change my ability to work? Do you know what I mean?
I set up a bank account the other day, and under gender, it's like, I prefer not to say, it's a bank. I'm going to surrender all my documents to say who I am, and I don't have to tell you my gender now?
Yeah.
What fucking planet am I living on? I've got to surrender my passport, my birth certificate, but I don't have to tell you my gender. We've lost the fucking plot.
Yeah. So that's what it is, essentially. It's just safe, small investments in certain...
Sorry.
He ranted and he thrown me off.
It's funny, just because the last 2 days I found... I said to myself, I've got to save some money. One of my advertising avenues for the last, you usually do like a 12-month contract, month-to-month payments. I've been with them since 2019. Big industry, like player, and especially when you're starting off in the industry that my business is in, you want to get on board with them at some point just to get a bit of networking going. They sent me a letter 2 days ago, an email. Hey, good morning, blah, blah, blah. 2024 is off to a flying start. We're projecting this. We're projecting that, blah, blah, blah. Hence, we're going to be diversifying more and further reinvesting. Uh-huh. Your fees will be now going from $340 a month, like $560
a month. Fantastic.
I was like, what? I sort of said, I passed over the email. Then I doubled back. I'm like, no. I looked at it again. I go, hang on, man. It didn't tell me how much my original fees were. It just said, your fees will be now going to five something something.
Wow.
And I went, nah. So I went into my bank account, looked at my last payment, and my last payment was like 300 and something. I'm like, that's nearly 50%. Like, as in, like, that's 100% markup. Like, how? Sent an email directly to the manager who was dealing with my account that I last spoke to. Hey, hope this year finds you well. I'll read it to you. You'll die. It's actually, like, I tried to word it as professional as I could, but, like,
I saw, I can't remember if it was in a meme or whatever. It was like the cemetery or funeral parlor prices are going up because of the cost of living. And the dude's like, what do you mean it's a funeral parlor? How is it going up for the cost of living?
Death, yeah.
How does it go up?
I don't know, but it's just like, it's a funeral parlor. How do the prices go up? How does that relate to cost of living? You're dealing with the dead. I don't know.
You're dealing with the dead. It's a bit on the nose.
Do you know, like, I know we spoke about this a while ago, but I keep hearing about the cost of living and the crisis and all that, and I'm just like, I just don't feel it at the supermarkets. But purely
I think
because,
there's certain things, definitely.
Purely because potato chips, like snacks.
Chips are slightly going down.
But they went up. They're
ridiculous, yeah. I paid $40 for four boxes of cereal.
And the cereal that we spoke about,
$40 on four boxes of cereal.
Fruit and veg, man, like, it's the cheapest I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. Meat has come down, though.
Meat is a bit of a scam because the lamb thing.
Depending on which one you go for.
Lamb, the farmer said, we got to get rid of it and we're selling it for cheap. You should see it in the supermarkets for cheap. Never saw the price move. Not once. Never saw it.
Yeah.
Never saw it move. $45 a kilo all the time.
Okay. Mm. Good afternoon. I hope this year is off to a blistering start for you and the team. Just want to touch base. I received the update regarding the price increase on subscriptions. Unfortunately, an extra $2,508 per year is unmanageable. And as I see, better invested elsewhere, as leads have all but slowed to a trickle through your body. I believe I've done everything I can on my end to keep my online profile updated and proactive, and in good faith, came off your top tier listing to a lower subscription, even if conversion rates were becoming more and more infrequent. A big thank you to your team, past and present, for their support, particularly in the early stages of my business. Got an email, bounced back, saying, this account is no longer managed, as in, like, the email account.
Wow.
This, and so then eventually I sent it to someone else who I knew I could get to, and they're like, okay, cool, we've logged it, someone will be in touch. Manager calls me up, hey, mate, blah, blah, blah. Got your email regarding this and that. Just want to, you know, listen to your concerns. I go, there's no concerns. I go, I get the thing, but $2,500 is, like, better invested somewhere else. Sorry. Like, I go, and I've tried your business. I've tried your business for many, many years. I've pushed it to the very max that I can, as far as my input goes, like monetary input, paid for the top tiers of your services, didn't convert, and this is the proof. Like, he didn't know who he was sort of dealing with because I'd never spoken to him. So he's like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And I go, here's A, B, and C. No, there's no arguing with that. I'm like, okay then, right? Okay, let me ask a question. What happened to that previous manager that was on my email correspondence? Oh, yeah, no, she's no longer with us. I'm like, oh, really? What happened? This bird called me up, right? I'll be taking over your account from such and such. I'm like, okay, nice to meet you. Looking forward to working with you. She sends me an email. I'll be touching basically in the coming days once I've reviewed your file and your account. I'm like, okay. She calls me up, starts having a go at me. She's like, it's a bit outdated, your website. I'm like, I just updated it like 2 weeks ago, dude. And my online profile is, my SEO is all updated. I'm getting more and more hits. None coming from like your sort of company anymore because I'm literally just diverting all traffic by myself now. What do you mean it's out of date? I'm like, how long have you had this job? Oh, well, it's my first week. I'm like, of course it is. Yeah? She was gone 2 months later.
Yeah.
That's who was handling my account, which was like a $1,000 account per month at one point, which is a big deal for them.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's rent.
Literally. Literally, man.
It's $5 of miniatures.
Anyway.
John's more upset about that.
These fucking bums, man. They just jacked it up from 360-something to 5-something.
My car insurance. Did I tell you about what happened with my car insurance?
No.
I had been with my car insurance from when I bought the car, and it was because it was specifically because it was all about first car, first owner deal. So you have the accident, and if it gets written off or whatever, you're entitled to the same car at the same value what you bought it at. And if that car's no longer available at that price, you just get the money and you can buy whatever. Paid out.
Yeah.
Done. Beautiful. Now, I get insurance goes up a little bit every year, whatever. You call them up and you negotiate it down to whatever you can. I called them up. It went up $500 in 1 year.
Yeah,
that's changes whatsoever. I called them up. Oh, let's handle it. I spoke to about 4 different people over a month. They were non-negotiable. They would not drop it whatsoever. Okay, thank you. I called a few, I went balls deep as far as like quotes, different insurance companies.
He's calling up Uzbekistani.
Yeah.
Realtors out in the middle of Central Asia. I could hear
yaks in the background.
yes, we cover.
$50 a year.
What?
$50.
Do you drive in the morning between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning? Yes. I'm sorry, my friend, but you know.
$52.
That will increase your premium.
Literally.
No changes, nothing. I couldn't get anywhere close to what they were.
Yeah.
Like, even though they had a $500 increase, it was still more.
Who's this with?
It was Suncorp.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. When I got the car, it was a very good quote.
Yeah.
I got it dirt cheap for insurance. And
you pay about the same as me.
Oh,
we got the same car, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you paying now?
Now I'm paying about $1,250.
So you're paying about $650,
$700, say. No, I was paying about $1,100.
Wait, I thought you said it went up $700.
It went up to $1,750.
You don't want to know what I'm paying for
insurance. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
$1,750.
From $1,100.
For your car?
It's a four-year-old car.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no mods on it.
No. But this is why I was like blowing my mind. Like, why is it up $400 or $500?
That's like insane.
And you know what happened?
Turbo.
No. And then the biggest stuff up was they actually, when they did the quote, I got through to a call center the very first time I called up. And yep. Oh, okay. Actually, there was a mistake on our half. It's actually $9 more expensive.
Oh.
She sent me an updated quote with it being $9 more expensive.
So $1,709, basically.
Yeah, it was like $1,759. And I'm like, did this bitch just send me an email with an updated quote for an extra $9? Like, oh. So I called back and I told them, and like I called up like a week later. Oh, we're very sorry about that.
You had to decompress for like a week.
They brought it. They took the $9 off. And then he's like, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm like, nothing has changed. Why can't you reduce it? That's what I don't understand. Well, you know, the same crap. Like, well, you know, everybody's premiums go up. Yeah, but you've always been willing to negotiate. Whereas this year, why is it a hard no?
Yeah.
All right. See you later. So I was going to go through budget. And then I ended up going through Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
Double AMI was always cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were basically, which the hilarious thing is, Suncorp owns Amy.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. But, dude, that's like with my home loan.
All the Queensland, I figured it out, they're all Queensland insurance companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all owned by Suncorp.
Okay. Here's one. When I went to get my home loan, right, back in 2011, all right, approached Commonwealth Bank, been a client for them from 1990 when I got my first bank account, right? Had loans with them but in the past, like personal loans, all that sort of shit, had a credit card, all good. The bank says, yep, sweet, how much is a mortgage? This much, yep, cool, done. When do you need it? In a year's time, because it's off the plan, in a year's time I'm going to need it, blah, 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 blah. No worries. I'm chasing the account manager for literally 3 months, this Cambodian dude. Mm. Every time I'd go to his branch, he'd move from one branch to another. He went from Clayton, he went to Waverley Gardens, went from Waverley Gardens to Monash, like the uni.
Mm.
Yeah. I went and saw him at Monash Uni's Commonwealth Bank branch. It's like a room, like in a interrogation center. Where the fuck are we, man? Yeah, sit down. Like, what do you mean?
Mm.
Right?
How much are you earning at the moment?
Right? Yeah, cool. This shouldn't be a problem. I'm explaining to him that I've got a personal loan, I need this draft, blah, blah. Yeah, be fine. Dude. Three, 4 days before I'm set to, like, get the keys, the handover, Yeah, no, we can't help you. What? Okay, you've been telling me this for 12 months now that you can. Yeah, no, unfortunately, you can't. You got to get rid of this loan that you got. You got to get rid of that. Okay, but I don't have money to get rid of that. I'm putting it all in the house. Yeah, well, then we can't help you. I'm like, so I get a call from someone who came as a recommendation, like he's a broker. Get a call from him saying, hey, mate, this is, I was in Oakley having breakfast with my sister. Mm. I still remember this because it was like, it just scarred me. Because I'm sitting there trying to eat my breakfast and I get the call saying I can't help you. And I've hung up. And she's like, what's wrong with you? I go, bank says they're not going to help me on the thing. She says, what are you going to do? All right. So I pick up the phone, call this broker that I'd been given the number of. He's like, yeah, mate, where are you? I go, well, I'm in Oakley right now. It's like, ah, okay. Do you want to meet me at Chapel Street in like an hour? I'm like, sure, easy. Done. I meet this guy at Greco's, right? This is how long ago it was. We sit down. He's like, hey, nice kicks. I was wearing like Tigers. He's like, yeah, me too. Like, he's wearing the same ones. I'm like, yeah, cool. Sits down, pulls out his laptop. Bip, bada, bip, bada, bip, bada, bip. He goes, here you go. You've been pre-approved for like the amount I need. I'm like, how? I go, why is it taking you 2 seconds and it's taken that idiot a year and a half of tap dancing? And in the end, he goes, because it shouldn't be that fucking hard. It really isn't.
Mm.
You just got to be direct, honest, and just deal with it, like, to get over the problem. I go, that's ridiculous. He goes, nah. He goes, that's how easy it is. Let me buy you a beer. So he buys me a beer, and that was it. I was pre-approved. Mm. I go, so that was through ANZ, I think, all right? Calls me up a week, the day of, right? This was early in the week. I was Friday night. I'm working, right? I'm at work. I'm doing the evening shift. I'm on my last smoko, and I see a missed call from him and a voicemail saying, hey, mate, give me a call back as soon as you can. I'm panicking. I'm thinking, tomorrow's settlement. Like, the broker's calling me at 8:45 on a Friday. Like, fuck. Call him back up. Hey, man, what's going on? He goes, not much, man. Just reviewing your thing. I'm like, I'm dreading the worst. He goes, found another product. You might be able to shave off about 10 grand in interest over the first 5 years. You want to do it? I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, nah. We're just workshopping. New product came out on the market today. Might be interested in. Yeah, like, go. Do it. He's like, all right, done. Right? I go, hang on, who's that with? He goes, it's with Bank West. I go, Bank West? He goes, yeah. I go, aren't they owned by Commonwealth Bank? He goes, yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, exactly. I'm like, do it. I've signed it, got my mortgage. A couple months later, I'm in the bank, and I was trying to move money around. I can't remember, I was in Commonwealth Bank. I was trying to do something. And she's like, oh, you know, what do you need this money for? I think I was getting a bank check or something. She goes, do you have it? Oh, she was trying to update my credit card. I said, no, I don't want any more credit. I go, I've got a mortgage. Oh, you have a mortgage? Yeah. Who with? With Bank West. And she sort of made a face. She goes, why don't you do it with us? I go, because you wouldn't let me. I tried for 12 months. That's strange. I go, is it? Is it really? Yeah. She's like, yeah,
there's a queue of people behind you.
Yeah, literally.
We're here with this guy.
Yeah, literally, man. Bank West, owned by Commonwealth Bank,
yeah.
Gave me the loan. No issues at all.
Do you want to hear the hilarious thing? Bank of Melbourne actually isn't a Victorian bank.
No, it's not.
No.
No. Yeah. It's owned by St. George.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was also owned, I don't know if they're owned by Suncorp, but it's just freaking hilarious.
No one's owned by anyone.
No.
It's like the Wogs that buy the Loni Feta because they think it's a Greek company. Hasn't been a Greek company for like 10 years.
Been,
man.
Coming out of Bangladesh Russians, for the last 15.
Russians, Turks.
Yeah.
The cheese is Greek,
yeah.
But the company itself is owned by Turks, I think, now.
Yeah.
The Miskor, the pasta, the Greek pasta, that's owned by Russians or Turks as well.
Mm.
But these idiot Greeks will keep buying it. Oh, I support Greece. You're not supporting shit.
Some Turkish guy spits in the brine every time one top goes out.
Bloody Greeks.
A little bit of turkey in every box.
Just a slag in the brine.
Oh, man.
A bit saltier than normal.
No, but it's like
and then it just pictures of the next scene, some Greek opening up his feta.
But it's like Nissan, yeah?
Yeah.
They're owned by, who's it, Peugeot? Like, it's a French company now, or German.
I can't remember.
Though it's like a 50-50 split, like a majority share.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think is still owned in Japan. Well, or maybe
is it GM? They're owned by China. They're Chinese now. It's owned by, it's a British company, so, yeah. But it's owned by China. A Chinese company.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Mm.
When you go up the chain,
yeah.
They're not, companies aren't owned by who you think they're owned
no,
by.
No.
But doesn't make a difference.
No, it should.
If the end product doesn't change.
But the funny thing is, why then, if they're owned by that company, why aren't you getting, it should be the same, shouldn't it? Like, especially like with the bank issues and the insurance, if it's all owned by the same company, why are you quoting one thing and then your
different subdivisions
because, are offering other things?
Because they know that they can sell this product under this brand to this person at this price. It's like Shannon's insurance, yeah? That's both, they're both owned by AAMI, which are both owned by
Suncorp.
Yeah, right? But AAMI won't
GIO.
Touch. Amy used to insure my 1989 Silhouette Skyline.
Yeah.
Fine, no problem. They won't touch a V35. You got to go to Shannon's.
Mm.
But they're both owned by the same company.
Mm.
What difference does it make?
Yeah.
It's just they sell Shannon's to the motoring enthusiasts.
But it was just it was infuriating because then when I called them up to cancel it, I'm like, oh, I've decided to cancel my thing. Oh, you realize you'd be losing that thing. I go, yeah, that's fine. It's a four-year-old car now. It doesn't matter anymore. If it was the first year, fair enough. But now I couldn't. I would rather save the money now than get the money in the long run, if that makes sense.
Okay. Here's something I did.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
So she goes, oh, that's a shame. Like, may I ask who you've decided to go with? Okay, sure. I've decided to go with the sub, what do you call them? Like a subordinate.
Subdivision.
Subdivision of Suncorp called Amy. She's like, oh, okay. Well, as I said, you realize she was all like pissed off, like not pissed off, but like, oh, head, you know, like you're leaving us. Well, you know.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
You don't care.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You don't care. You're just going to get the next lamb on the slaughter.
To your point, it is weird because I did the same thing this year when my premiums went up and I called them expecting them to be like, yeah, we'll price match whatever quote you got online. Mm. And they're just not willing to do it.
Yeah.
They just won't do it. They'll lose you as a customer.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But then new customers, they'll give them whatever discounts they want.
I think it's because the net is getting tighter and tighter. So more and more companies are buying other companies out. So the pyramid becomes a lot
wider.
They
need more competition so that it forces companies to lower their prices.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. They're monopolizing the market.
Yeah.
So they don't give a shit if you know you don't buy their product there. You're just going to go to one of their other companies.
Well, it was like I said, it was either Budget or Amy, and I went with Amy because I've been with Budget with my previous car, and I was like, I'll just try something different. If I don't like it after a year, I'll just go to Budget.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Mm. Like, Suncorp didn't lose you as a customer.
No.
You just went to one of their other brands.
Yeah.
Any other person would be like, I showed them. It's like, dude, the money's going to Greg upstairs. It's the same dude.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a call. My secondary phone, my work phone's been playing up a bit. Like, it still works. It's fine, but it's very, very laggy. Yeah. I was talking to Optus. I thought, I got to do something to get my bills down. Like, after that call, I'm like, yeah, stuff this. I'm going to do a sweep. There's going to be a phone deal somewhere. You know what I mean? So, I've been on SIM-only plans for a couple of years now. I don't pay for phones anymore, like, through contracts. I call up Optus, talking to them, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, okay, listen, are there any other SIM-only plans I can lower down? She says, yeah, you can. From your business plan now, you're paying $69 a month. You can drop it down to $49. What do I lose? Just your roaming calls. Okay. Oh, and your international calls. Like, I've got 100 minutes. Okay, I never use 100 minutes. Everyone calls on WhatsApp now or Telegram or exactly. Whatever. Okay, yeah, nah. Okay, if I go traveling, can I turn on roaming and activate? She's for that period. But you don't just get the 100 minutes of allocated international. Sweet, let's do it. She says, would you like a phone? I go, not really. I go, why? What have you got? That's what I said. I literally said, what have you got? She's like, you can start with the brand new Samsung S24 or whatever the fuck it's come out. Like, what's that worth? Oh, well, it's a pretty easy payment plan of blah, 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 36, 24, or 12 months.
It's I'm all,
like,
yeah.
So what's on the 36-month plan? She's like, oh, it's going to be about an extra $50 a month. I'm like, no.
And that's for 36 months. That's crazy.
And I kept saying, no, I don't want it. She kept saying these phone. I go, no, I don't want it. She goes, oh, well, there is a Galaxy, an A14S or something, and it's worth $1 a month. I went, what? $1? She goes, yeah. What the hell's a Galaxy A? Like, while I'm talking, I go, what the hell's a Galaxy
A14S? Like a burner phone?
Yeah. So I've looked it up, and it retails at about $250, $60, right? But it's $1 a month for 36 months. I'm like, $1? Okay. Well, I did the maths. I'm like, well, I'm already saving $20 a month now because I've dropped down. What's $1? I'm not going to notice $1. Send it over. She goes, all right, sweet. Took me through 100 hurdles. And then I'm like thinking about it. I've compared the phone to my current Oppo, my main one, and they're pretty much on par. Compared it to my secondary phone, and it beats it, right? So then I'm like, hang on a second. Can I get another one? What do you mean? Oh, with my other phone number. I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Literally. Is you sure? Go, yeah. Why not?
It's $2 a month.
It's $1. Goes, yeah, okay. She was meant to call me back. She didn't.
So and I was like, can I get another one? What do you mean? You got three friends?
Yeah.
I could. I've got my other work phone, the actual salary job phone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I was going to say to you guys don't pay for phones like out, like 50, 60 bucks
I'm
extra.
Considering, I used to, say so this one here, this is the last phone I'm ever like doing, like you buy over the, because the last two phones I've had was the 36 months, which is, at the time, it was non-negotiable, it was 36 months only, and it's the biggest pain in the ass.
Oh, dude, I haven't done a 36-month plan since I was like 19, man.
It was always 24 months ever since I've had a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, like, two phones ago, oh, it's 36 months only now. What do you mean?
Because I want to have their tentacles in you for that long. Yeah,
so now, basically,
You're more likely to upgrade with them by swapping over when the contracts. That's why
I would rather just go buy a phone from JB now or something.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not going to pay $1,200 for a phone.
No, I'll just wait until something's on sale.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the phone that I'm getting, what's that? Oh, your phone. Yeah, I know. But that's a supercomputer in itself, right? The phone that I'm getting is on par pretty much with, like, this one, right? I don't have a complaint about my personal day-to-day phone. Rarely lags. If I format it now and start again, it'll be 100%.
Refresh it. Yeah, yeah.
100% refreshed.
And right? They're brand new as well, under all the covers we've got them as well. Yeah,
and I use my phone heavy. I've got like 6 emails going at once, 6 Instagram accounts. I'm doing graphics, or half the graphics I do for the podcast I do on this. My businesses I do it. I've got all the audio. I've got heavy, heavy usage on this phone, right? And it still works fine. The other one, the secondary one's lagging a bit, right, because it was a cheap phone when I bought it. I got it for free pretty much, right? I was just thinking about that whole thing, about the phone upgrading, right? You're a tech-savvy person. You get annoyed with, like, the smallest lag time. I know that about you. But would you, every 36 months, would you be upgrading at that 24 mark point sort of thing?
If I was on contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be doing it.
I'd get sucked into it, yeah, because I want the newest.
But you know, like,
I know it's a scam.
You know the scam behind
it. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because I was on it. I knew. Before I had my Samsung, which is before this phone, I was always doing that. Like, throughout, especially because I was in real estate, I always needed a new phone to look flashy or keep up to date with everything. And then I'd always cycle through every 2 years. On that 2-year mark, Optus would call me and say, or Telstra would call me and say, you know, do you want to upgrade? Yep.
Newest thing you forgot. Not expensive enough.
But I haven't done that since. Like, yeah, I'm never doing that again.
Ever. I wrote that message, like, I need a new, because I need a camera. I need a phone with a better camera. I want something, but there's no way I'm going to pay for 36 months.
Dude,
no.
These phones that are coming out, they're like $1,200, $1,300.
Yeah. $2,500 for some of these.
$1,300. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you actually mean? I flew to Bali.
Can I make calls on it?
That.
No, you can't make calls on it anymore. Oh, it's a computer.
It's not a phone. It's a personal device.
You have to install the app to actually make calls.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to make a phone, I hear Telstra's got free calls from every public phone now. What are you talking about?
The phone boxes start popping, the phone booths start popping.
Dude, they're free. They're actually free. Mm.
The the phone thing is?
Yeah.
The remaining ones.
Public phones.
Oh, yeah, they are, yeah.
They're all free.
Yeah.
And you get free Wi-Fi if you hover around them.
Oh, really? I didn't know the Wi-Fi part.
Yeah.
But that I wouldn't advise, but yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Why? Connecting to free Wi-Fi.
What do you mean? Just put a couple things on your phone.
Oh, a couple what?
I don't know, like a few firewalls and stuff.
Once you connect to an open network that has no password, like, you're free game.
Even if you've got firewalls on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy.
You're free game. Because the firewalls will do certain things, but people will be like, oh, new connection. You connected to me. The firewall's like, hey, that's the open connection. Like, that's okay. That's what you connected to. And the person behind it's like, I'm in.
I'm in. Here's a question. Are they teaching about cybersecurity in schools?
No.
At all? Nope. I know we've asked about different curriculum, but that we haven't specifically asked
about. No, they haven't. But they really should.
They don't. None at all.
No. Still do IT, like the basics.
No, but in IT, we didn't even learn. Even when I was doing IT, cyber threats were starting to become a thing, but we never learned about it.
Yeah. No, they really should.
Let's take a guess on what they're teaching, what the curriculum is.
I should bring a teacher in and just drill him.
Yeah. Oh, you should. I'd like to hear that.
I've got a bunch of teachers I can call in.
What are you doing, man?
Call the rookie in, man. He's a teacher. I'll call him in.
It'd be interesting to know.
As in, what do you want to ask about specifically? Like just the curriculum?
What's the curriculum like, what does it look nowadays? Like? Yeah.
What's the average
look how like? Much the, how much the ESGs affect you?
Teaching? You love ESG.
Oh, I love them.
Does anyone know the answer?
Because now it's like everywhere you
Johnny,
go.
Johnny, put your hand down, Johnny. Johnny.
It's like I'm sitting at the doctor the other day and I'm sitting there and it's like they got a little banner up. It's like all people, all sexualities, all religions, all nationalities, all like everything, all are accepted here. And I'm just sitting there and then, of course, like, you know, the head starts ticking over. It's like, why couldn't they just write everybody is accepted here? Why do they have to go through and, like, list it off?
They want to segregate everyone before they include everyone.
Yeah.
But
you know what I mean? It's like, why did it say it like that?
No shirt, just no shoes, no service. All right. If you've got no shoes on, you can't come in.
Because I'm like, this practice has got ESGs going here as well.
I think
Isaac Indian Butterfield. Doctor comes out.
Ah!
Who else works here? We have Dr. Wang as well.
Isaac Butterfield just did a video on that.
I think it was
Nando's.
I haven't watched any of your stuff for a while now.
No, I haven't. It fell out of the algorithm and I just forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing once something falls out of the algorithm.
It's interesting like that because, yeah, exactly. Like, I was hitting, I can't even remember. I've been hitting the Sopranos videos hard lately. Just like scenes like, I love the Phil Leotardo, like,
the Shavaran.
Yeah, just like Philly, like Phil, yeah, the one from New York.
Yeah.
Just like I spent 20 years in a can.
And it's so just I compromised.
Did you see that one?
I wanted money cough.
Did you see that one I sent you how it keeps cutting back to him like for a split second, like every at the end of every scene?
No,
so I've been hitting those hard, but just before I was hitting that, I was watching a lot of, what was I watching? I can't even remember now. But it was like for a good month, like just videos of something as well. And I didn't actually pick the Sopranos stuff, but it just slowly, gradually came into the algorithm.
They've been coming up for me as well before even you mentioned them.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, that's it. And now I've completely forgotten what I was watching last.
Well, I just started watching Soprano clips the last week.
Mm.
Is there a chance that my algorithms leached into yours in some way?
Maybe we're in sync?
No, because of the WhatsApp group. It's all shared information now.
Yeah,
probably. Mm. It's owned by Facebook.
Do you get
right?
miniature videos?
I don't know.
Do you?
Nah, I try not to doom scroll. I do my best not to doom scroll.
I rarely even browse YouTube now.
I've
found myself actively doing it. I'm like, no, I've got to stop.
I've started probably in the last 3 weeks with Insta, and I just realized that like a week ago, I'm like, yeah, no, I've got to stop doing this.
It's bad.
It is.
It's bad. You just sit there and you're just flicking and flicking.
It's mindless.
I started forcing myself to watch movies. That's how I got onto JFK.
Mm.
I watched a bunch of movies I hadn't seen or like since I was a kid that I know I needed to watch. Like I told you, I watched The Untouchables.
Mm.
I watched a bunch of Neil Simon movies. So like Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau sort of movies.
Good.
Yeah. And then I was talking to a mate about JFK.
Mm.
And he's like, God, you got to get on it. He goes, it's one of my favorite movies, but it's like 3.5 hours long. It took me all week to watch it.
Mm.
And Jack Lemmon popped up in it, and Walter Matthau popped up in it. I freaked out.
Mm.
That movie has got a cameo list of everyone.
Yeah.
John Candy and Bill Murray's brother. What's his name? You know, the other guy?
Freddie. Greg. Jackie.
Harold Murray.
Douglas.
Douglas.
Yeah.
Douglas Murray.
Douglas
Murray.
Yeah. Peter Murray.
Greg. What's his name now? I've actually forgotten.
Billy.
He's in almost all of Bill Murray's movies.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He was in Caddyshack. It was in Groundhog Day. Fuck, I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter.
So, would you like to give a review of Kingdom of Heaven?
Oh, you haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Well, that, again, 3 hours and 10 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Epic movie. The filming, the direction, the acting. Edward Norton is killer.
Where did you watch it?
At home.
No, I mean, how did you watch it? Sorry.
How?
Yeah.
I just pressed play on the thing and I just watched it.
The thing is what I want to know. The thing is what I want to know.
Hey, you've thrown those kind of answers to me for like 2 years now.
All right, let me be specific. What's the thing?
I downloaded like a director's cut.
Oh, you illegally downloaded a movie. Gotcha.
100%.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
That's what I wanted.
I was on the high seas for a good 4 minutes.
So it's not on like a streaming.
Pretty good, huh? With the wind in your face.
Ah, the rain. Never felt better. Then drank
it's liberating.
A cup of rum.
Yeah. It's liberating.
A cup of rum. Yeah. You know, fuck off. Like, they got enough of my money, man. I'm going to go watch The Iron Claw this Sunday. I'll be paying money.
Oh, yeah. You got to let me know how that is.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, no, Kingdom of Heaven, good movie, very long, very hard. Like, you got to sit there and focus. Like, you can't just, it's not one of those, you know, like, you got to, I found myself rewinding it quite a bit just to retake a scene in.
What? Yeah. What did he say?
Boom. Kingdom of Heaven.
But no, it's good. Good. It's, I can't really fault it. It doesn't drag, like, at all for 3 hours.
Yeah.
JFK, again, 3.5 hours. Very heavy movie. You got to focus. I felt like I was watching it at the end of the night. I did that to avoid doom scrolling. The second I find myself sitting at my desk doom scrolling on my phone, that's when I'm like, nah.
I'm
clearly not doing any more work tonight. I'm done. I'll go get a drink and like sit down on the couch and just watch something until I fall asleep. JFK. Have you ever looked into JFK?
Not really.
My mate was talking about it. He goes, Dim, once you go down that rabbit hole, it's over. He goes, watch JFK the movie as a starter and then you're finished. The amount of conspiracy, not even conspiracy theories, but the amount of plain facts that can't be ignored, it's just, it all points to it being a conspiracy by the CIA.
Yeah.
Of removing JFK, him and his brother, because they were about pulling America out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
It was going to cost everyone a lot of money. It was too clinically done. Like, there were too many clinical facts around the whole shooting that just didn't add up.
I thought they thought it was a mob hit.
The mob wouldn't have had the money to...
Or do that.
No. Nah. Like, even down to the weapons that they used, mobsters in the 60s never used anything more than a snub-nosed whatever.
Mm.
They never used fire, like, long arms to assassinate people. Mob didn't do sniper jobs.
Mm.
They got up close, shot the dude, threw him in a vat of acid and moved on.
Mm.
Anyway.
Like our friend from The Surprise. They could have called him one of our friends from the motherland.
Me? No, it wasn't me.
And he's going to go and say hi to that friend of ours.
You know that friend of ours?
You know that friend. It's like, you know that friend of ours? And they just know who he's talking about.
Yeah, in analyze this. Yeah. When he calls him up. Hey, I just talked to my friend. Hey, who's this? It's me. It's me. You know me.
That friend in New Jersey.